been working in the sugya of Emuna, and what we discovered is a fascinating thing, that a lot of times you think working on Emuna is bein adam l'makom, it's just working on a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we found that you can't even touch the sugya of Emuna until you know what a relationship is. And last week we discussed heavily, I saw the Olam was very into this, the idea of what a real marriage is, ve'rastich li be'emuna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu married us with emuna, and that emuna is this idea of loyalty, of being together, a husband and wife, a basar echad mamish, like one person. And we found that the whole idea of emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu only comes through healthy relationships. How can we understand the Gemara, the Mishnah at the end of Saita, Ein lanu al mili shayin, in the Ikvas of the Mashiach, which is our time, Ein lanu al mili shayin, there's no one to rely on, Ela avinu shebashamayim, except for our Father in Heaven. How do we get chizuk from that if we don't feel we have a healthy relationship with the Father? Because it's all a mashal. If He's our Father in Heaven, we have to understand what a healthy relationship is between a father and a son. And it's all about understanding what a healthy relationship is. When a person understands what a relationship is, then they become closer with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said from Rav Huttner, the Pachad Yitzchak, that the word emuna, aim, the root of emuna, of amen, which is emuna, is aim. The same word for mom. The same word for mom. Why? Why is the word for mom emuna? He explains that when you put a nun at the end of a word, it's still part of the shorish, like the word rachamun, someone who has rachamim. The word amen is someone who acts like mom, like a atzlon, someone who's lazy. An amen, someone who has emuna, is someone who acts like mom. Mom is the sugya of emuna. Why? Because from the very beginning, mommy has been there for us. I'm sure a lot of us are embarrassed to say, but when we're scared in the dark, we go, mommy, even today, right? Right? I don't do that. Yeah, sure. Right? Mommy. Always someone to call to. Always someone there for us. That's the ABCs, is first establishing healthy relationships. And we said that it doesn't mean that we all have to have those healthy relationships, even though I'm sure we have many of them. But if we make those relationships with people, if we establish ourselves as loyal friends, as good and dedicated people you can depend on, then we're living in the sugya of emuna. We understand Hashem more. But if we're living in a world of backstabbing, a world of a lack of dependability, a lack of loyalty, then the whole sugya of connecting to Hashem is foreign to us. We're not living like that. And I'd like to dig deeper this week, B'siyata D'shmaya, to really understand what Hashem does for us and what we can do for our friends. And we're going to continue this probably into next week too, B'siyata D'shmaya. Let's try to understand this concept that Hashem has emunah, has loyalty. We wake up in the morning and we say, Moide ani lefanecha, melech chai v'kayom, shechazarta b'nishmatzi b'chem l'rabba, emunah secha. What are we saying? So you'll excuse me, but I'm a little bit tight with these grammar issues. But what does it mean, Rabba emunah secha? You know what we're saying to Hashem? Hashem, you woke me up. I'm here. You have a lot of emunah, Hashem. Hashem has emunah? Don't they tell me I'm supposed to have emunah? No, it says, Rabba emunah secha. Hashem, you have a lot of emunah. What does that mean? Why is the first thing we say in the morning, say, Hashem, you have emunah? So let's try to understand. The idea of emunah is the ability to depend on someone. When someone's there for you, he has emunah. He's a ne'eman. You can count on him. A guy wakes up in the morning, Baruch Hashem. His neshama left him in the night. Hashem, you gave it back. Wow, every day you do this. It's unbelievable. Says the sitter of Rashi. Rashi has his own sitter, Rav Osai. Sitter of Rashi. Should be a bestseller, but it's not so well known. Rashi says in his sitter, on the words, Rabba emunah secha, on this idea of Moda Ani. In the morning, the neshama is supposed to come back into a guy. And you know what the neshama says? Eina neshama rotulashiv. I'm not going back to David Schwartz again. I'm not doing it. And Hashem says, you have to go back. He goes, no, I'm not going back. Yesterday was a terrible day. He says, you got to go back. He says, I'm not going. Hashem says the following. He says, Shu hemin bi, this guy, David Schwartz, believed in me, says Hashem. V'hifkiros cha b'yadi. And he handed me you, Mr. Neshama, and I was supposed to give him back. Shenemer b'yodcha afkid ruchi. V'osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu emunu machzika. And Hashem forces the Neshama. He says, I don't want to go. He comes to Shachris at Baruch Hu. Hashem, see? Hashem says, well, at least he's coming to Shachris. He went to game zone! Hashem says, give him another chance. He's only first year. Emuna! Hashem guarantees it back. It's scary to go to sleep. No, it's not. Every day since we've been born, he hands it right back on a silver platter. And the first thing we say is, Hashem, thank you that I can count on you. And the Medrash goes weiter in Tehillim. Amazing thing. The Medrash in Tehillim Lamed Aleph says, a lot of times when you give something to someone, they give back the wrong thing. You know, you go to the cleaners, you get someone else's suit. It happens, right? Imagine one day David Schwartz wakes up and he's David Shapiro! Ah! Imagine what his wife's going to say. He looks like David Schwartz, but his neshama's from David Shapiro! And he's a brisker now. He used to be in the mirror. Now he's a brisker. He's improvising. Ah! Scary, right? Why doesn't that ever happen? Why doesn't Hashem ever flip things? Says the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu functions with emuna. Never fails us. He shines up the neshama and gives you fresh new spirits. You ever wake up and feel like it's a new day? You know, they say sleep on it. Why is that? You know why? Hashem, you know, puts the neshama through a washing machine. He makes it feel better. And it's a new day. Rabo emuna secha. You have emuna, Hashem. Amazing. Hashem really cares about me. There's so many reasons that he should have given up. He never loses the faith. Real emuna is focusing on how Hashem is dedicated to us. And there's another grammatical issue I have. Everyone loves to quote, Lahagid baboker chastecha. Right? When the days are filled with light, so you think of the chesed of Hashem. V'emunascha balelos. And you have to have emuna in the dark because you have to have faith. You can't see. Another grammatical issue. Dikduk shir, Rabosai. Emunascha means Hashem's emuna. It says, I will say your chesed in the daytime. And at night, I will remember that you have emuna, Hashem. You have emuna. What does that mean? Exactly this. There are times where life is moving, and I know Hashem's with me. And there are times where I don't see it, but I know Hashem would never leave me stranded. Hashem, you believe in me. You have emuna in me. You've never let me go, and it might be pitch black right now. But emunascha balelos. I know you're going somewhere with all this. And there's another place where we do this. This is going to change our davening, Bezus Hashem, Rabosai. What are we saying in the second bracha of Shmona Esrei, right? We say, V'emunascha l'shenei afar. Hashem has emuna for the dead people, for the people who are sleeping. What does this mean? We say this embarrassingly at least three times a day. Hashem has emuna for the dead people. You know what it is? It's very quiet in a graveyard. Have you ever been there? Cemetery, Beis HaKfaris. Nobody's moving. Nobody's moving. And you know what? They told us, starting from Har Sinai, they told us that one day, everyone's going to pop up. Go back. Come back. Pop. Right? You go there. You look around. Nothing's doing. Nothing's doing. Emunascha l'shenei afar. Hashem has a tab with these people. He owes them one. They finished one lifetime, but he told them they're getting another one. Emunascha l'shenei afar means that Hashem will pay them back, will bring them back. You can count on Borei Olam. That is real emuna, is having emuna in Hashem's emuna. knowing how reliable HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. He will never leave us. And this is the whole idea, Rabosai. This is the whole idea of Emunah, is having someone to rely on. What's the word Uman? Not the place for the breastlovers that they go for Rosh Hashanah. Hey, you said Uman. No, that's not what it is. Uman is a craftsman. Uman. Why does it have the same word of Emunah? A craftsman. You know what it is? What's an Uman? An Umnus. It's a profession. Why is somebody who has a profession called an Uman? An Emunah guy. You know why? Because he's professional. He's professional, right? You know, professionalism. This is what they advertise. Courtesy. Professionalism. Right? He's a professional, which means you can rely on him. An Uman is someone who has this down. He's a master plumber. So you can stick him with your toilet and go to sleep while he's on the job. You know he'll take care of it. You can rely on this guy. All Emunah's relying. And it's even more. In Nishmas, we say the strangest thing. We say that there are diseases that Hashem saved us from. You know what we call these diseases? Chaloyim royim, terrible diseases, v'ne'emanim. Ne'emanim. What is a disease that has Emunah? What does that mean? It's frightening. You know what it is? It's a disease that will spread. Will. It put all your money down. It spreads. And Hashem still saves us from even those. From chaloyim royim ne'emanim. Things that definitely you can count on that you're rachmana litzlan, you're toasted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of those. Do you know why? It says in Shmona Esrei why. Because Hashem is a rofe ne'eman. What does it mean, a rofe ne'eman? He's the best doctor. Right? We always talk about relying on doctors. It's not a good idea. There's one doctor that you can rely on. The best doctor. He's got all the things on the wall, Harvard, Columbia, this, research. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the best doctor. He's a rofe ne'eman. You can count on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's Emunah. And people have been asking me, where's the sugya of bitachon in all this? We've been saying Emunah, 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 Emunah. Does bitachon mean the same thing as Emunah? No, it doesn't. But listen well. This is what it is. This is where the Chazon Ish says. Pashas, this is in the Gra as well. There are two things. First, is this a thing I can rely on? Is he reliable? That's the first thing. That's the sugya called Emunah. Is this someone reliable? Then, once he's reliable, I'm putting my money down on him. Right? The horse always wins the race. It's one of those horses, it's won every single race. National, international, that means it's a Neman. It has faith. Right? But when I put my money down, that means he's so reliable that I can depend on him myself. That's bitachon. Bitachon is when you place yourself in that faith. You're so sure that this is trustworthy doctor that you're willing to give him your own child. Willing to give him your own life, Lo Aleinu. Your own wife, Lo Aleinu. Because he's dependable. And the Maisa of Bitachon is, I so believe in this. Borei Olam in the highest way, and then there are things that are ridiculous that we believe in that we really shouldn't be having Bitachon in. There are things that we shouldn't have any Bitachon in. The Gaon says, listen to this. The Gaon says something very difficult in Hallel that we say. We say that the Goyim, we know that they worship Avodah Zarah. And what do we say about these Avodah Zarahs? Pelahem velo yidaberu. They have mouths but don't speak. Einayim lahem velo yiru. They have eyes but don't see. Aznayim lahem velo yishmu. They have ears that don't hear. What is going on over here? It's obvious, right? It's obvious. But Yisrael, we don't count on these. Kamom Yosem, these people are like what they make. Kol asher boiteach bahem. Whoever puts their faith in these things is foolish. Because they're sticks and they're mortar and they're stone, they're nothing. But Yisrael betach b'Hashem ez Rama Maginim Hu. What's going on over here? Says the Vilna Gaon a most amazing pshat. This is really scary, Rabosa. You think that the idols in the olden days just sat around like this? No, they didn't. They had ways to make them do the cucaracha. They would go around and do things. They would be able to speak, hear, and see with various sorts of black magic, right? You'd go to Ugu, let's call him Ugu. Go, Ugu, I am Ugu. Cool, where's the batteries? No batteries, where was I? Ugu, I need a sherech.
give me Gorelitz Rogalach, 1 pound chocolate, 1 pound cinnamon. And he scurries over to Gorelitz. He brings Ugo, and poof! It explodes in front of Ugo. You will be granted a shidduch. And lo and behold, says the Gaon, next week he gets a shidduch. He does. Says the Gaon. It's a really cool thing that went on back then. Ugo's good, right? Next guy comes, and he tries. He brings, you know, Ugo the Gorelitz Rogalach, and he doesn't get a shidduch. People say, did you remember that he likes cinnamon? Oh, I forgot the cinnamon. Oh, that's why. They forget. Oh, the Shtickle Tyrus. Come on. It's all a game. Says the Gaon. Einayim lohem. They look like they see. Velo yiru. It's a joke. They're not really doing anything. Pelahem. They have a mouth. They're not really speaking. It's all a mirage. You're banking on nothing. It's full of hot air. Yisrael bitach b'Hashem. Yisrael has bitachon in Hashem. Why? He has an amazing track record. Ezram umaginam hu. He's always been with Klal Yisrael. And look, everybody else is betting on things that are not reliable b'chlal. There's no reason to place bitachon in something like this. Bitachon is placed in something that's totally reliable. So now that we understand this, let's try to understand in our lives. Okay? We said there's an idea of being reliable. And we're saying that it's so incredible. You wake up every morning, you can count on Hashem. But now we have to ask ourselves in our own lives, are we living with this? Are we living with being ne'emanim? Reliable people. Reliable in all areas. Reliable in all areas. People that other people can count on. Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, listen to this. Says the Abu Dram, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. Moshe, rejoice in your chelek. Ki even neman kuras lo tzul tiveret b'shon atat lo mamdol v'nach aris and I shtein luchos v'abris v'rib yada. Why should he be happy? Pashtos? Because he got the luchos. But if you read it, it reads a little strange. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. Moshe, be happy. Ki even neman kuras lo. You were called by Hashem a Eved Ne'eman. Says the Abu Dram in his second pshat, Moshe Rabbeinu should be happy. You know why? He got the ultimate compliment from Hashem. Hashem said, Moshe, you can count on him. He's an Eved Ne'eman. Moshe should be dancing in the streets. We're all dreaming for this. He says, Moshe, all my money down on Moshe Rabbeinu. He never falters. He's an Eved Ne'eman. He functions with emunah. He's steady. He's always with us. And we're really weak in this, Rabosai. We're really weak. And I want to bring out a little bit where we're weak and how we can work on this. The Pasuk in Mishle, Parakhaf, Pasuk Vav. This is an amazing Pasuk. If you came to Eretz Yisrael just to hear this Pasuk, and the Malbim and the Rashi on this Pasuk, it's enough. It's worth the ticket. Rav Odom Yikri Ish Chasto. There are a lot of Bali Chesed around in the world. The ish emunim mi yimatzeh, but someone reliable, hard to find. What does this mean? Says Rashi, there are a lot of people, yesh bnei adam abodchem o'aveim u'mavtichem. There are a lot of people who promise things in life. Oh, I'll give you this, and my friends will say, I'll hook you up, yeah. Right? Off Shabbos, me and you, give me a break. You know what happens on off Shabbos? Off Shabbos, this is my prime time. You think Elul is the time for a mashgiach? It's off Shabbos. Everyone comes in front of me and goes, Rabbi, I have no friends! That's what happens every year. Why? People backstab each other. Forgot about what, who cares what I did for him last? I'll hook you up. Until the day before, the guy has nothing going on. Nothing doing. Everybody's talking. Nobody's watching each other. No one's standing by their word. I thought there was room. We can't because someone's sleeping in the fridge. Can't have someone in the freezer. Right? Rachmana litzlan, real friends. Real friends. So many people speak and leave people hanging. They're not nemonim. You can't find people who have each other's back. Says the Malbim, and you'll fall off your seats. You better buckle up. You're going to fall off your seats. Listen to the Malbim. Rav Adam Yikri Ishchasto, a totally different pshat. Rav Adam Yikri Ishchasto says the Malbim, there are a lot of people who like to do chesed. They like to save the world. chop wood for an old lady somewhere, do wonderful things, but they're not reliable. In life, you can't count on them. What? That sounds ridiculous. If they're chopping wood for old ladies, for sure they're going to be great. It's not true. It's not true. Says the Malbim, he says, you would think logically that's true, but he says, Teva b'nei Adam Yisroi lehepach. We see the opposite. Anshei emuna muatim, people are not reliable. Es hamutal aleim lo yasu bekal yainer yiramu v'yigu b'mamar zulasam. People will cheat and steal on things that they're obligated to do. But when it comes to chesed, I do a lot of chesed. I want to tell you something very scary, and I mean this sincerely. Do you know that I know a lot of people who are big enough balei chesed to get on the cover of Mishpacha magazine. Ooh, right? Someone once got on there for a dreidel collection. It's not such a big deal. But al kapanim, big enough balei chesed to get onto Mishpacha magazine, and I know that they have miserable shalom bias. Yes, I know they have miserable shalom bias. How could it be? And it looks so good on the resumes of these bachurs. They went to Hass, they went to Camp Simcha, they were in a soup kitchen all day. What happened? And the guy is a total jerk. This happens all the time, sometimes even more. Get nervous if you see balei chesed. What? Says the Malbim, people hate feeling like they have to do anything. They'll save the world. They'll go all the way to Kentucky to give someone a glass of water. But their own wife and kids, ugh, it's such a drag. They're never around. They can't be reliable. It's a different midah. To be there, to be responsible, to be for someone. Chesed is a breeze. I'll do it on my time. I'll do this, I'll do that. It'll look great on my resume, but I don't know how to be a neman for someone. I don't know how to be for someone. And it's the same thing in yeshiva, Rabosai. It's the same thing in yeshiva. People are not dedicated to yeshiva. They're not dedicated to yeshiva. There are sometimes important yeshiva functions, important yeshiva shiurim, important yeshiva shabbosim, or different things. And a lot of times there's what we call legitimate excuses. Maskin. But sometimes a person will say, I'm doing something else. You want to know what I'm doing? I'm chopping wood for an old lady. That's so beautiful. But you just spit in your yeshiva's face. This is a statement. By not being part of this, you show that you have no loyalty to the yeshiva. And you know why you don't want to be there? Because it's a drag. I don't want to be stuck here. I'm doing something so great. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not loyal. You're not loyal. Ne'emonim, emuna. There's so few people even think like this. People think I'm crazy. What do you mean? It's a drag. You know why it's a drag? Because it's something you have to do. And that's why it's so mechazik the yeshiva when people do things for the yeshiva and be part of the yeshiva. And that's the big nisayon Shabbat. Rachman Litzlan. And Ravoba quotes Rav Chaim Vital. He says that when a person gets to Shamayim, there's going to be a din on them. In Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and you know what they're going to do? They're going to skip all the chesed and all the dinners they were honored. They're going to go right to the guy's wife and see if she was happy. Because that's the one he had to make her happy. The other ones, it was icing on the cake. But was he there? Did he feel obligated, loyal, dedicated? The whole yisod of incentives that we have right now. What's so great about incentives? A lot. And we'll probably speak a little bit about it next time. But you know what's great about incentives? Incentives is a chance for people to make a decision, commit to something, sign their name on it, put money down, and go through with it. This is the beginning of life. And you know how many people finagle their ways out of incentives? They like touch the base medrash. Ooh, I was here, right? They smoke hookah in the Ezra's Nashim. Oh, I'm steiging away. Right? And at the end of this process, they suck the Rosh Yeshiva for every dime that he has. Ha, 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 ha. Rachmana Litzlan, a sleazeball. No integrity. No emuna. These are the people who cheat on their taxes. It's just an early version. No loyalty to someone who's staying up all night and all, working all day for you. Yeah, fits in. A lot of things fit in. When you tell your kid that you were supposed to be at his baseball game, I was there in traffic, but it wasn't. Rachmana Litzlan. And it's more than that. The Besilas Yesharim says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's talking about being honest in business and all acts of monetary issues. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Ela BeEmunah. Hashem wants emunah. You think emunah here means faith? No, he brings a pasuk. Emunim noter Hashem. Hashem created people loyal, honest. Pischu sharon v'yavu goy tzadik shomer emunim is people who don't do shtick. People who, when they tell you they're going to do something, they do it really. They really do it. They don't pull fast ones on everybody. Their word is their word. They mean it. Words by us are very cheap. Words by us are very cheap. So what? We said something. So what? I once asked my Rebbeim something very deep. You're going to be shocked that I asked them this, and you're going to be shocked by the answer. Totally shocked. I asked them, and I have reasons to ask them this question. I'm not going to disclose my reasons. I asked them, Lavan, right? We know Lavan. These parshiyos, Lavan. I asked them why his name is white. Lavan means white. You're going to think I'm crazy, but I have very good reasons to ask this question, not disclosing them to you. White is the most incredible color. On Yom Kippur, we all wear white. White is something that's the best. It's the goal. And yet, Lavan, who is the biggest drek of the earth, he is called Lavan. It's just a beautiful picture. Like, white. Listen to what they told me, my Rebbe. They tell me the same thing, different Rebbeim, because it's all one Messiah. Listen to what they told me. They said, white's good when you want to get rid of Averas, right? So you have a big ketchup stain Avera, then it's white. Right? But imagine every time you write a document where you guarantee something, there's disappearing ink, and it turns white. Pah! Everything just turns white. You say something, it seems concrete, it disappears. It's a disappearing act. Lavan's whole life was, who cares? So I said, so what? I told you you married this one, so I gave her the big sister, whatever. 7 years of your life, pah! Another seven, pah! It's all Lavan, it's all a whitewash. He has no character whatsoever. He didn't make a single mark in his life. It's all nothing. He's living with no emunah, no responsibility, no guarantees, no word, no standing by his product. Nothing. Total whitewash. Rachmana litzlan. By Bari Olam, it's the opposite. We say in Baruch Sha'amar, Baruch Omer V'Yoseh. Hashem says, and he does. Not just he says and then he does. He says and it immediately turns into action. How did Hashem create this beautiful world that we have in front of us? You know how he did it? By speaking. He said 10 sayings and they turned into action. Whoa! Hashem creates commitment through his words. Every one of his words is commitment. My father taught me. He taught me that when you make an investment, I'm not such a big investor. You know, that I'm in this business. But he told me when you make an investment, don't listen to, I wish I would have taken this advice. Don't listen to how excited the person who's selling you the investment is about his investment. It could be the best investment. Look at his portfolio and see his previous investments. Let him show you what he's done in his lifetime. Unless you've seen success, assume that he's a total failure. Everybody can speak. A lot of people are great at speaking. A lot of people dupe a lot of girls into marrying them. They just sit in the lobby sipping Coke and talk about how great they are. And she fell for it. She fell for it. Mazel tov. Until a year later. Rachmana litzlan. She fell for it. And he really means it. But he's never been loyal to his words. Of course he wants to get up for chakras. Of course he wants to learn. Of course he wants to get a job. He wants all those things. He has no problem saying them. But he can't do anything. He's not holding himself to faith, to emunah. And the Das Torah, Rav Yeruchim says, on the Chazal say, Amar Rabbi Lazar in Vayera, Mikan shet tzadikim omrim ma'at v'osim harbe. Avraham said very little to his guests, he did a lot for them. Rishoyim omrim harbe, Rishoyim speak a lot. I'll hook you up. The afilu ma'at in osim, they don't do anything. And Rav Yerucham says that tzaddikim are like Hashem. They're Omer ve'Oseh. That's what he brings. They say and they do. You can count on them. Emunasecha. You can rely on them. You can have bitachon in your friend. Imagine going to sleep at night. Well, because you have a friend who's really going to hook you up. And he says that everyone who saw the Chafetz Chaim saw that he never said what he was going to do. He says, while you were there, you were asking for something, and by the time you were done, he had already wrote it and hands it to you on a silver platter. But he never said he was going to do it. And he says, we see this by tzaddikim. They live. They live be'emunah. A man of his word. And in Birchas HaTorah, we say this about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Tzur Kolamim Tzadik Valdoros, HaKel HaNe'eman, HaOymer Ve'oiseh. Hashem is trustworthy. He says and he does. HaMidaber, he speaks U'mekayim. Shekol Dvarav Emes Vatzedek. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then once you have that, you say, Ne'eman Atahu Hashem Elokeinu. V'ne'emanim Dvarecha, we can count on you, Hashem. Amazing! Look at this godly media called Emuna. Something to emulate of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of really being someone. And if you think, if you've ever been at a Levaya, you know what stands out? They call it integrity. They call it integrity. But you know what it is in Hebrew? Emuna. It's someone who his word is his word, his deal is his deal, his friend is his friend, his wife is his wife, his kid is his kid. And it's serious. It's serious. I had this Nisayan recently. My wife was in America. My son Yitzi reminds me, Abba, you said I'm getting a keyboard. Oh, no, you don't know what it is when mom's not home. It's like World War III. That's understating it, what's going on. Bein Astarim, right? It's like a landmines everywhere. He says, you said a keyboard? And he said, this week, right, Abba? I was thinking about the shmuz. Right? I was thinking about it. Yeah, you can give an excuse. Yeah, but imagine what relationship you're creating. I took my kids in the car. He was in Cheder. Took the little guy. Hope no one would have accidents on the way. We went to Talpiot. We took Bitzalo Bri for consultation, professional consultation, and we got him a keyboard. And I feel that since that day, it was a few weeks ago, my relationship with my kid is different. I feel that he feels more safe at home. I feel that it's changed. Because it was really a long shot that he was going to come home from Cheder and find a keyboard there waiting for him. It was really a long shot, but I told him that I would do it. I told him that. And we have to really ask ourselves if we're really reliable. You know, I have chavrusas. And I've already, people tell me they're going to learn with me. Everybody loves to get a chavrusa with me. Very few people come to the, some people come, some people don't, but everyone loves to ask for chavrusas. I have a klal now in chavrusas. Chavrusa equals, this is a mathematical formula. Chavrusa equals x minus 1 to the first power. What does that mean? I'm not sure. I'll tell you what it means. It means that I noticed that almost everybody misses the first chavrusa. Why? It's very simple. If you did it a week before, so now this week it's not in your schedule thinking yet. So I'm there, and then the person's not. And I've totally, it's like, I don't mind it. Bechlal. I've understood. But when people make the first chavrusa, now that's my guy. This is somebody who's a ne'eman. Wow. He's here. I know it sounds ridiculous to be excited about that. It's very impressive. It's very impressive. He's somebody who said he was going to be somewhere and he's there. It creates a whole different relationship. You can't even describe it. And everyone else, whenever they speak, you nod, you smile, but you just don't know if they're going to come through. You just don't know. It's a different character entirely. There was one time we had a chavrusa with a very big man. And it was at 8 o'clock. On Friday mornings, okay? I was very excited about this. I had been doing it for a few weeks. And I was in traffic. Okay? It was 8:02. I get a call from this Rav. He's a big man. Where are you? I'm a very timid guy. I thought you almost got into an accident. And he was waiting outside for me, steaming. He says, when I was in the army in some other country, he goes, time was time. When I learned with Revolba, Bechavrusa, at the moment of our Chavrusa, I began to knock. Where were you? And this was way too much for me, and I stopped learning with him. Way too much. But you know what? The man was right. The man's right. What am I doing? I have a Chavrusa with an Adam, a Gavra, Rabba? a big man and I didn't factor in that there should be a little bit of traffic, traffic's not an excuse. Why in the world did I want a chavrusa with someone like that? Because he's worth it. So I messed up. And it was a good lesson. The more we're shaykh to this sugya, Rabosa, of being reliable, we're going to talk about next week how the incentives are going to help this, b'siyata dishmaya. But being like this, a ne'eman, it changes our relationship with Hashem. If we can do this, then we're living in that zone. Imagine how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. We should all be zeicha, temunah shleima, b'nei.